Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Near point, it's McAvoy. Try to throw it to the high slot. Read by Schwartz. As Johansson had popped free. And now the Bruins turn it over. Right circle, it's fired. Blocked.
Hit Char in the face.
Oh, Char is down. It lost his gloves in the far circle.
It ramped up. It ramped up and hit him in the face. So he reached out to block that shot. And it ramped up and it caught him up high. He's bleeding pretty good from the nose, it looks like. Nose or mouth? Mouth, maybe.
So he's going to head off and get some repairs.
98.5, the Sports Hub. That is action last night from the Bruins Game 4 loss to the St. Louis Blues, a game where the action was highly tilted in the Blues' favor, but it took a bad change for them to take the lead, and then they empty net goal at the end to make it 4-2.
How tough do you think it is, Fred, to play at this level of hockey, as physical as this series has been, with a broken jaw?
Now, are we sure it's broken?
That's the assumption. I mean, for him to not go, I mean, they said dental work, you know, and the way the puck hit him and the way that he didn't get back on the ice, I mean, if it was just a couple teeth knocked out, Chara would have been out there.
Yeah, you get stitches, you're back out there.
Now, does Dunn still have a broken jaw? Because I know he did. Is it still wired shut?
I mean, who did we have on from St. Louis who said they had the jaw wired shut?
Dunn had at one point had his jaw wired shut.
Right.
And he still must, because that happened in the San Jose series.
Yeah, and he was out there last night.
Yeah, so, I mean, Chara can play with a broken jaw.
But Dunn was also out for a couple of weeks.
But I think that was more of a strategic situation.
Well, I don't know if we played.
He's a last pairing defenseman.
Well, I don't know if we played on the clip here, but the doctors told Bruce Cassidy that he wasn't cleared to play. Like, I mean, matter of fact, they told him he's not cleared. He can't go back out there. And that's when Chara asked him, "Can I at least go out on the bench and sit with my guys just to motivate him?"
But why? You see, that's the thing. Why wasn't he cleared? Was he kept off the ice because they weren't sure and couldn't get an X-ray quick enough? They had to, you know, assume that he would get treatment when he got back? Or was it a situation where they said, okay, it's clear, his jaw is broken, we have to wire his jaw shut, we have to get it set before we let him back on the ice?
Here, this is Casty kind of going into a little more detail here.
I don't want to get to the nuts and bolts of it. The conversation was short. He was getting work done. We're going on the ice. The trainers come to me and said, done for the night. Question was asked, but he'd like to sit with his teammates. I'm like, if medically he's able to do that, and that's fine. Typically in these injuries, coaches, well, at least in our case, we follow the advice of the medical staff 100% of the time. And we did in this case, and they said it was okay for him to sit on the bench. That's what took place, and that's about all I got on that.
It's got to be bad to be done for the night from the medical staff. I mean, think of the stuff these guys play through. I mean, you saw Steven Stamkos. We've talked about that before back in 11 when the Eastern Conference final. Guy gets smashed right in the face with a puck, except that was his nose that got hit. And he's out there like 5-6 minutes later. Broken jaw is a different ball game. And I don't quite know, Fred, how long, what the earliest it would be to get it back out there. And Cassidy didn't even seem to know what the status would be.
If Dunn was playing with his jaw wired shut.
But that was, what, 2-3 weeks after he broke it?
Fred's point is, and I don't know, I seem to remember Dunn playing a bigger role. I mean, the guy from St. Louis told us Dunn plays a bigger role in just being a third line defenseman.
Yeah, but we had him on, and he said Dunn wasn't playing, and it wasn't because of injury. They were rolling out bigger defensemen, and Dunn's small and more of a guy that can get it out of the zone. And by the way, Dunn very important in the beginning of that game. His play led to that first goal. But I would imagine that if he just needs his jaw wired shut, that he will play. I don't think there's a question about it. If it's just a broken jaw and they can wire it, he's going to play. They have 3 games left in the season.
Well, I mean, I think that Char would play no matter what if he was allowed to if the trainer said that he's cleared to play.
Bergeron played with a punctured lung. You're going to find out what these guys have wrong with them.
But he wouldn't have played game seven. I mean, that's the one thing we do know is that I think he's even come out and said that.
Right,
I mean,
but he had a broke. But that, I'm just telling you that story as an example of the tremendous injuries guys play through. If he wears a full face mask and he's got a broken jaw, he can play.
Well, he didn't last night, and he had a full face mask.
Because they didn't know, Rich.
Well,
I mean, he needs to be evaluated. I mean, let's not act like that we know what's going on. I mean, the guy hadn't been evaluated. He had been in the locker room for about 15 minutes.
They didn't want him. What I'm saying is that the worst case scenario would be broken jaw.
Right.
And so if you're saying if he had a broken jaw and a face, well, he did not play through it.
Because they didn't know what was wrong with him, Rich.
Or they needed to set the jaw and make sure that it was safe for him to go out there. That could be the other reason. Yeah. So, okay, I mean, his jaw's broken. He can't play tonight because we can't obviously wire his jaw shut and set him so that there's no danger to him.
Yeah, he didn't go to a hospital. I mean, he was in the arena. There's only so much they can do there.
So, yeah, with two days, maybe they can set the jaw, wire it shut, if indeed it is broken or fractured or whatever the case may be.
I don't even know if they know that it's fractured.
Well, I guess I'm agreeing with you in that he didn't play last night because they weren't either they couldn't be absolutely positive of his safety or, you know, it is as bad as Rich says it is. I tend to lean in the first direction because he didn't go to the hospital. They didn't say, okay, you're done. Not only are you done, you need to go right now in this ambulance. Right.
I also see Char them telling him that he needs to go in the ambulance. I'm like, I sit on bench.
That's right.
You know, he's the one guy that I see. You know, he probably needed to go to the hospital. But he's like, no, I go back out there. Because that's the first thing you thought of all the guys when he got hit. I'm like, it's going to be one commercial break till he's back.
Right.
He's going to be back on the ice. But, I mean, having him not out there, the one thing more than anything is – I think if they have six defensemen, even if he's out, as long as they have six on the ice, it's going to be a massive difference between that and having six and then one being taken out in the second period and you having to do it all with five. Because, I mean, just and screw up the pairings and mix everything up, I think that's a major difference. Whether you bring Kampfer in, who's, what, a left, and which is going to be a little strange.
He's a right playing the left side is what this is.
Okay. So, I mean, once again, that's going to be difficult, but at least you've got six bodies out there that can take the stress of skating for the amount of time that they're going to instead of in the middle of the game taking one away and then everyone having the other five having to make up for the lost time.
That will help, but anyone who thinks that the Bruins are going to be better off without him or this isn't a huge loss is out of their mind.
I'm telling you he's going to play.
I hope you're right.
Yeah,
I hope you're right.
I think you will too.
If indeed, and it's a good thing you have that extra day here. You got that extra day. You can see what's what. If the jaw's broken, you wire it shut, and hopefully that's good enough.
Yeah. And now I don't know how that would affect his play, but he will be.
Sure.
That will be the case. Let's go to. I've been told by Bird to take this call.
Okay.
It seems really outlandish. Bill, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Bill?
I just want to. I had my jaw broken in two places from one hit, and I can tell you, man, it is painful. It is the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. And for Char to come back out and looking like he did, I just don't know how he did it. And that's why I don't think his jaw is really broken, because it's just the pain you just can't describe.
How did they set it? Like, how do you fix a broken jaw?
Well, they knock you out, okay? Because they don't do no wire, you know, they don't do nothing on your jaw unless they put you under. So they knock you out, they reset your jaw, and they wire it. Mine was wired up for 10 weeks. And I got so weak. I mean, every day that went by, from when I just got weaker and weaker and weaker because I sucked to a straw. You can't get nothing solid in your body, and your body really goes down quick. And then the mental part of it.
Do not talk mental with me.
Yeah.
No problem mental.
This just in. This just in. If you break your jaw, it's painful. This just in. I thought it was nice. I thought when you broke your jaw that it felt like a million candies.
You talk broken jaw. No matter to me. Nothing mental. Turn brain turn off.
Plug me in. I'll be fine.
I mean, just it's the first thing you thought when he got smashed in the face. Like, he's going to be back. And I bet he was in excruciating pain. Yeah. And it probably killed him to not be able to be on the ice, sitting there in his damn fishbowl that he had on his head.
That's the other thing. You gave him the fishbowl knowing full well he couldn't play.
I just love that they travel with the Chara-sized fishbowl wherever they go with that big-ass melon of his. They just
Herb, I need the extra large.
Bring out the Chara tank.
Yes, I sit in here like sad fish. I will destroy as soon as this stupid jaw keeps falling off my face.
Can you imagine just like just sitting there and having your jaw just hanging because it's broken, like into your neck? Jesus. But he took it. Took it like a man.
All right. Jeff Howe is going to be at the mini camps. And there is some news coming out of that. We will talk to him in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew. 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Jeff Howe covers the Patriots for TheAthletic.com. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline as mini camp begins. What's that? What happened?
Bert, there's a hockey stick in here. And Bert, after dropping, and for those of you who are not watching on Twitch, Bert drops off a lot of things for Fred, you know, whether it be commercial copy or a snack or whatever it is. And he dropped the thing off and just took a right turn instead of walking back out, found a hockey stick, walked in front of it, like, oh, a hockey stick, and started playing with it. He walked outside, took it into the other room for some reason.
Listen, we don't get a lot of phone calls. He's got to kill time somehow.
Sorry, Jeff. I just found that very weird.
All right. Jeff Howe covers the Patriots for TheAthletic.com. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hello, Mr. Howe.
Hello.
All right. So Brady's participating this year in OTAs, it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
All right. So what's the difference? Why?
It's the same as last year. He showed up for minicamp, and after missing the first 7 weeks of the voluntary session, there was a voluntary week after the minicamp that he ducked out of, and it's the same schedule this year. So he reported yesterday, and the first of three consecutive mandatory practices begin today.
All right. What's the deal with playing in his backyard? Like,
he's got a nice yard.
Yeah, well, he does, obviously. I mean, he's a man of means.
Invited the rookie over for a little powwow?
Yeah, but if, I mean, he has Edelman and that rookie kid out there. What do you make of him doing that instead of coming to the facility?
I think, I mean, this is my exact stance last year as well. I mean, this is a guy who was coming off of an MVP season and, you know, another trip to the Super Bowl, although last year the Super Bowl trip was a loss, but you know, getting up there in age, this is a guy who knows how he needs to reset mentally as much as physically. And if this is what he needs to do to make sure that he's right for, you know, not just the start of the regular season, but, you know, the toll that it takes on these guys December into January and for the Patriots more often than not, February. If that's how he feels like he needs to spend his off seasons, you got to defer to him to make the right choice. Last year paid off for him. It's hard to really kind of question what his motives are.
Is there such a thing as the need to build chemistry with wide receivers this year more than last year? Obviously, he didn't attend a lot of the voluntary stuff at all. And in the end, it didn't matter all that much. But this year, I think there's just a significant amount of the offense that has to be run through N'Keal Harry. Should Brady be there more often simply to build chemistry with a wide receiver he's going to lean on a lot?
Look, that's definitely a factor. And time will tell how much he's going to lean on Harry. I mean, Harry looked outstanding during the one open OTA that we've gotten a chance to cover so far this spring. And it was nice that a day or two after that, Brady invited him to his house for a throwing session. And Harry kind of dropped everything that he was doing in order to go to participate in that with Edelman. And certainly you can make the case that, you know, because you've got a completely revamped tight end depth chart and you're kind of mixing and matching pieces at the wide receiver position. There's less experience there behind Edelman and I guess Dorsett than there was a year ago. No doubt about that. But, I mean, this time last year, again, we're talking about Brady needing to make sure he maximizes his chemistry with guys like Jordan Matthews and Kenny Britt and, you know, a series of other players who didn't even make the team. So, yeah, I'm certainly not going to sit here and say that the chemistry stuff doesn't matter. But what's more important right now, making sure that he's got the proper chemistry and connection with those guys, or Brady kind of taking the long-term view and saying, look, if I put everything into this for 10 months out of the year instead of, you know, let's call it seven, and kind of go at my own pace the other three, then I have a less of a chance of burning out mentally and physically. And of course, you know, that's when they peaked last year in January and February. So that's one of those things. You just sort of have to trust that he knows what he's doing is the best thing in the best interest for himself.
Well, since the draft, it's all these accolades have been coming in about Harry, and they've talked about comparing him to Anquan Boldin and things of that nature. What are you hearing from people, and what have you seen with your own two Jeff Howe beautiful eyes?
He looks different. And it's a weird sort of way to describe him, but just watching him practice a couple of weeks ago, he just sort of stuck out, and it was different. And he sort of moves at a different kind of pace. You can tell that he's got a lot of power in his routes. And while he led the team that day with five catches and team drills and 10 targets, the big chunk of that, I mean, there was one completion from Hoyer on more of a screenplay that was set up for Harry. The other ones were from Danny Etling and Jarrett Stidham. And a lot of the targets, you know, the incompletions were on errant passes from Etling and Stidham. So, you know, that's why you had the 10 targets and five of them were incompletions. But a lot of that was great and all, but you still have to see it happen with Brady before it really means a whole lot. Now, looking at him physically, watching him run his routes, watching the way that he competes against cornerbacks in these drills, all of that stuff is exciting when you consider his potential this season and long-term. Remember, he's 21 years old. He's 6 years from his prime. All of that is exciting, you know, from a physical standpoint. But again, you know, there's been so many guys over the years, whether they've meshed with, you know, Brian Hoyer or Jimmy Garoppolo or just name the backup quarterback. But then when they run the offense with Brady, you know, they become ghosts or they don't even get onto the field. And, you know, last year it was like, oh, Riley McCarron looks really good in practice. Well, Riley McCarron, every time he got on the field with Tom Brady, would run the wrong route. So you knew right away that Riley McCarron was not going to have an impact in the 2018 season. I'm not comparing McCarron to Harry. I'm just trying to use that as an example of, look, everything looks physically great, but let's see what happens when 12 is on the field.
Rob Gronkowski said once again last weekend that he's done. He's enjoying life. He's not coming back. Is that a guy who is, you know, finally free and clear of the Patriot way and enjoying himself now and will get the itch later? Or do you believe that Gronk is true and we're not going to see him again?
I think in Gronk's head, he's been free and clear of the Patriot way for close to a decade. But I think, yes. Again, I thought that just the way that he came out and announced it, the way that his girlfriend congratulated him for his career on social media, the way the Patriots, whether it was his teammates or the official statements, congratulated him and kind of spoke of his career on social media, all of that stuff just, to me, seemed like there was a lot of finality to it. You know, they knew that he was done. And I'm not sitting here saying that I can 100%, you know, I'm not going to bet my house that he's not going to come back and play at some point, but I just don't think that that's on the horizon. Again, there was so much finality to the feel of the way that he retired and the way that everybody else around him who's close to him treated him on his way out the door.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really make a lot of sense that he would come back. I mean, he would. How much of a lead-in do you need before you could step into an NFL game? I mean, a couple months, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if he came back, let's say at the trade deadline, I mean, he's not at full strength until probably the playoffs. Now, obviously, that's a great time to have a guy like that at full strength. But again, let's just take all that and throw it out the window. Again, this seems like a guy who is done with football.
All right. So, Seferian Jenkins wasn't at OTAs. I believe if he's healthy, he could be very good for this team. What are you hearing about him? Why didn't he go to OTAs? And what's your opinion?
I don't know. I know there was a report that said he had an excused absence. I mean, it's kind of funny during these voluntary sessions, especially we get to see, there have been five OTAs so far. We've seen one. So if a guy has a great day, you know, like N'Keal Harry, we put him in the Hall of Fame. If he has a terrible day or doesn't do a whole lot, like let's say Dontrell Inman, we say, oh my goodness, why isn't this guy getting it? When we've only seen 20% of what they've done so far, and that's not nearly enough to kind of paint a portrait. But so it's sort of the same with attendance. I mean, there have been guys who have missed OTAs because they've been put in their high school Hall of Fame and they go back to, you know, their hometown for a day or a week or whatever. So there's a lot of that to it. I mean, we missed one session. He might have been there for, you know, let's say two or three of the other ones. And it's hard to get a complete handle on that because they control so much information that comes out of Foxborough. But he's a guy who has absolutely flashed potential to be a solid player in the NFL. He had a ton of draft hype when he came out in, I think it was 2014. A lot of that class wound up being duds at the tight end position, and really he was one of them who just hasn't really materialized. But, you know, when he's right, he looks pretty good. He didn't get, I can't remember the exact guaranteed money. I think it was less than $100,000 that the Patriots gave him. So that sort of indicates what the market was, what the expectations are. He's not a lock to make the team. But again, if you see him kind of click with Brady or just with this system, he's a guy who could have some nice potential. Whereas a guy like Matt Lacoste, who by comparison has flown way under the radar, the Patriots gave him, I want to say it was like $500,000 in guaranteed money, and is a guy that they absolutely expect to go out and not just, you know, make the team, but contribute this year. So it's a completely blank canvas at the tight end position. So you kind of just have to look to follow the money in a sense to see how the Patriots felt about these guys when they signed. And now that we get a chance to watch not just the three practices this week, but the first one and next week, we get to watch four straight practices and we get to see what sort of trends actually develop rather than helicoptering in for 1 out of 5 days like we did earlier in OTAs.
All right, Jeff Howe, you can hear, you can read his coverage of the Bruins at theathletic.com. We always appreciate the time, sir.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, we appreciate it. Here are the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew. 30 seconds. That's it. Done. Peace.
Sports.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Zdeno Chara yesterday taking a puck to the face. He comes back out with a full cage on, but does not get back into the game. There's speculation of if he has a broken jaw, and if anyone can play through a broken jaw, you would imagine it's Zdeno Chara, but what do I know? Now, Dr. Willie.
Really?
Dr. Willie, hello, sir.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's up?
So, obviously, this is all speculation now, but if he were actually to have a diagnosis that required surgical repair, there's a bunch of other considerations, the main one of which your previous caller mentioned, and that's nutrition. I mean, he talked about he just got weaker and weaker every day. So if he can't take orally, you know, you can get into IV nutrition, parenteral nutrition, and you can do that several ways, but that would be extraordinary, I think.
Even over the course of a week?
Yeah, it still would be extraordinary. Then you got, and secondarily, you got the whole respiratory thing. So what else is going to impair, you know, breathing and after exertion and so forth? It would be quite remarkable to be able to maintain, you know, nutrition to compete at that level, I would think.
All right. Now, John, will you check to see if Dunn still has his jaw wired shut?
Sure.
Because Dunn broke his jaw in the San Jose series, and he's played last night. And, I mean, how much time is that? Like a
couple of weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Does your jaw heal well enough to get it unwired in 3 weeks or 2 weeks? That is something that I do not know the answer to. JP, on the air, his information not in very quickly. Lots of unnecessary stuff by the Birdman. Go ahead, JP.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. You know, Schilling had the bloody sock. Chara's going to be out there with his jaw wired shut. There'll be blood painted on the mask. Maybe some broken chicklets painted on, like Pennywise the Clown. Ali did it, which is the main one. I forgot the other one I was going to mention. He fought Ken Norton with a whole broken jaw. Chara will be out there. It'll be legendary besides the broken wrist. I'd love to see him bury the first guy that gets even close to Rask and say to hell with it and just drop him and lay him out. The crowd will go wild. So he may be doing more coming out there than people think. I don't know what he's going to play. The other thing is, if he had a broken jaw, he couldn't fly back. They would never put him on the plane. So do we know where he is, if he's flown back to Boston yet?
All right, there's a couple things there. There's no way Ali fought Norton with the wired jaw shut. There's
I don't know anything about that. And is it medically unsafe for you to get on a plane?
No, it's a concussion issue. Like, yeah, if you have a concussion, they don't let you fly back. That's the one thing. But see if you can find...
I have not seen anything that tells me his jaw is still wired shut.
Okay, so he got it off in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, apparently, from what I'm seeing here, now again, this is a 2-minute scan.
Because Emmerich was talking about, yeah, I like milkshakes, but I don't like them that much.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
But I don't mean to sound callous, but as a Bruins fan, you need Char for a week. Hopefully less than that. Hopefully 4 days.
Yeah.
Or 5 days. And who knows? But I agree with the caller. And I think you said the same thing. If he can play, you just wire it shut, you give him the big fishbowl, and you send him out there. Now, is he going to play 30 minutes? No. Probably not. He's not going to play 25 either. The other five guys are probably going to have to play more, but you solve a lot of problems with him out there as opposed to not out there.
And by the way, you might get Grizzly back. That's not out of the question.
That's true, too. That's a possibility.
Mike, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey.
Chara with his jaw wired shut, it's going to be a totally different stance on any Boston sports history. I mean, period. He's just going to get out there. It's going to be a big lift for some of the young guys. And, yeah, he's not going to play 28 minutes or 30 minutes, whatever you want to call it. But it's definitely going to be big for the guys and a momentum boost, I think, for them to just see that, like, hey, this is our captain. I mean, he's setting the example for others to follow. I mean, it's just a big stance that I think they're taking at that point in time. Even with his jaw wired shut, he'd probably be playing better than anybody else.
Well,
on
just
that, on
his mere presence out there
on
the penalty kill.
The penalty kill, right?
Yeah.
We have great minds. But this is, you know, a lot of people had this series being 2-2 now and having it in six. So you come home, you win that game, and then you just got to win one or two, you know, when you have game seven at home.
I'm still not worried. Even though the Bruins have looked awful in two of these four games, last night especially, I'm still not worried.
It took a fluke yesterday for them to lose.
Still not worried. I still think the Bruins are the better team. And if they show up, they win. That's what it comes down to.
Of course they're the better team. There's no question.
They have home ice advantage with three games left.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you do this. That's why you push for the best record you can get.
I mean, but the one thing I want to talk to someone about, because I don't know enough about it, is how St. Louis can play one way, and that's dumping pucks, forechecking, and wearing you down.
We're going to have Dave Reed of the NHL Network on in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Former Bruin. By the way, an excellent penalty killer while he was here.
Well, that's fascinating. But what I wanted...
just talking about Char's presence on the penalty kill.
Well, it's all kismet. But I'll tell you this, is that I want to know why they were so successful in stopping it, because it didn't appear to me St. Louis was doing any kind of trickery. It was the same kind of crap that they were doing before, and how the Bruins controlled it so well in game three and then fell apart in game four. That is what I would like to know. I don't know the complexities of the game enough to figure out what they did differently. Jake, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey. So Chara, you know, couldn't even clear the puck out of the zone, and then he takes it off the face. I hate to say it like that, but, I just think, you know, if he could have gotten the puck out, you know, he wouldn't have taken it off the face. Thanks, guys.
His fault.
Well, no.
It's,
I mean, clearly. He did try to get the puck out, and he did fail in that, and then the puck went right up into his face.
He wasn't the only one who had trouble clearing the puck last night.
No, but it led to him getting hit in the face.
It did, and that's bad luck. But, I mean, and Char does turn the puck over on occasion in his own end, but it does. I'm not going to blame him for that one.
By the way, the Blues fans did cheer. I don't care what you hear on the play.
See, I haven't gone back and looked at it yet.
They did cheer, and then the guy who hit him in the face with the puck, he was smiling like there was nobody's business.
Brayden Schenn.
I found the whole thing to be very distasteful.
Okay.
I don't think the Boston crowds cheer for injury. I don't think I've been to the game where that's been the case. I mean, I have in my lifetime. And one time, fate grabbed me and threw me away when I was excited when Bledsoe got hurt.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
You were happy about Mo Lewis, and then things went in the opposite direction.
I said, this is fantastic. Drew Bledsoe's hurt.
That's a very good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Fate crumpled you up like a piece of paper and threw you in the wastebasket.
Yeah, and then it showed. And then
man.
It showed that you can't be that way.
No.
You can't root for injury.
You'll pay for it.
You know, people say you can't root for injury. I would not cheer at a game when someone got injured.
Sure.
But you're rooting for injury. I think as a sports fan, you're rooting for injury. If you're caught up in the game.
You're rooting for any or just to the opposing team?
No, why would I root for injury for my team? Or if you have money on a game, you're rooting for injury.
Can't say that. No, not me.
It's game seven of the World Series.
Yes.
Okay, the Bryce Harper's up. He's been on a hot streak.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want him, and he gets it in the hand. Mm-hmm. You want him still in the game?
Well, no. If it happens, then I'm like, wow, this could be a big break. But it's not like I'm something like, please get hurt, please get
no,
hurt.
No, but there's this idea that like no one wants anyone to get hurt.
After it happens, then I'm like, wow, if he's out of the game, this is big for my team. Yes, that part of it, yes.
Right. But you can't. It's like one of those things that like you want people to fail a lot, but you can't openly, verbally express that. Like you want people in your life to fail.
I have. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Like you want
I think you're well aware.
You want Dale Arnold to get fired.
Well, that happened already.
Well,
he's back now.
Be careful how you phrase that. I've gotten in trouble for that before.
Oh, okay. Well, it happened. He's back. I'm glad he's gainfully employed. Yes.
Okay. If Sean Grandy, something happened to him and he lost his voice, you wouldn't be crying about that.
I'd send him a text message and then go assume his position. Yes.
Yes, exactly. So you would, I mean, there's things that you would want to happen, but we do act like we don't want injuries. But I would not have cheered. I found that very classless, John.
It was a St. Louis fans.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know more. It's interesting we have you here. You know more about St. Louis fans and their mindset than a lot of other people. You've been a Cardinal fan for how many years?
My life. But
yeah, so I mean, you have at least somewhat of a knowledge of this.
Well, Cardinal fans are different is because, according to the internet, they're terribly racist. But also, you could say the same thing, I suppose, about Boston. But they,
I don't know what you're talking about.
They've only booed. They booed Isringhausen, who actually was at the draft yesterday representing them. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one who watches the baseball draft.
I would watch a baseball draft if the Red Sox had a pick in the top 30.
Isringhausen, Tito Martinez, and maybe Dexter Fowler that they've booed. But like
they paid Fowler a lot of money. Yeah, that's true. I understand.
And at the time, I'm like, why are you giving a 30-year-old center fielder who can't play center field that kind of money? But I don't know anything about the Blues fans.
Okay.
I know they're very passionate, and I know John Hamm wears scarves to the games.
Still a mystery as to why he did that.
Well, I think it's just a matter.
Just cold inside the rink?
And I think he's gone Hollywood, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Pam from The Office was there. It was a variable who's who.
Mm-hmm.
And then Milbury asked John Hamm about his role in Mad Men, but really breaking new ground. How'd you like being in Mad Men?
That was Bill Mad Men? That was awesome.
That was a little uncomfortable.
That was Chris Farley-esque. That was awesome.
How'd you like being in Mad Men there, John?
Yep.
Well, it's why I'm famous.
Every time I see John Hamm, I think of Adolfo Gonzalez, though. Remember the interview he did at Fenway Park?
Yeah.
Just like a ham sandwich, bud.
Yeah. He mispronounced the guy's name. All right, we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
The Sports Hub, we're Tutcher and Rich. Yesterday I was preparing for the summer. I got the back wax.
Oh, hey.
This one, very meticulous. This one, over a half an hour of back waxing.
Painful?
Now, does it hurt when you've done... Okay, because it doesn't as hurt... Does it hurt as bad as the first time?
I don't know. It's weird because, first of all, I was told that I had a tremendous pain threshold and that most men don't.
Mm-hmm.
I was given a round of applause for that. probably from the constant beatings that I've suffered at the hands of people. But I felt very good about myself. It's the one compliment I've gotten in the last year is that I have a high tolerance for hair being pulled out of my back. But if you ever see the strip of hair that they pulled out of your back, like say your back hair is like an inch long,
mm-hmm.
probably not even, but was they pull it out. And it's like 2 feet long. they're like there's so much under the skin.
Right, it's almost like you're filled with stuffing, like yeah, hair stuffing.
Exactly, like there's so much below the skin that it's actually quite a marvel. and then some of it was coming off, like not even with a strip. It was just so hairy that the glue was like removing itself. Oh. And creating a hair life of its own.
Oh, man. Now, how long does it last? How long does the wax last until the hair comes back?
The idea, and I don't know if it's Big Wax telling you this, the big corporations that own the wax.
Sure.
But they say if you do it every 6 weeks, that it eventually will...
just get beaten to death and won't want to grow anymore.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's true. They say that it becomes finer and finer. And then they also said, don't have the barber shave the back of your neck. But can you imagine that conversation and the confusion that would go around? I don't know who cuts your hair, but I go to a barber.
Yeah.
And I think that there would be a tremendous amount of confusion.
Yeah, so hang on, why not?
Like, okay, I'll tell you. It's because when the hair is not longer, it's much more difficult to remove. So they say that if you want the hair off your neck, which I didn't request, but they use a different wax for that, by the way.
Okay.
It's not as gluey. But they say not to get your neck shaved. But I think if you tried to tell a barber not to shave your neck, that there would be mass confusion.
Now, that's only if you want to wax your back. If you're just getting your hair cut.
Oh, no. Yes. This is if you are a hairsuit.
Yeah, they do the old hot, the hot lather on the back of the neck.
Yeah, I got
the straight
that.
Razor.
Yep. And so neither of you have hair. John, do you have a hairy chest?
Not really. No.
What is your nationality there?
I'm Jewish and...
No, I know you're...
Well, hold on. I'm ramping up to it, Fred. Stop interrupting. I'll get there.
You could be Jewish
Romanian, Romanian and Austrian, I'm told.
Now, are Romanian people hairy?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Because I've been told that I'm Black Irish. That even though I'm half German or a quarter German, that I'm Black Irish. Because I was always under the assumption that the Irish were not hairy. But apparently I'm Black Irish, they say.
No, what do you mean Black Irish? You mean like African Irish?
I wish.
Is Black Irish?
Then I could be cooler. Black Irish, I believe. Dan, you're all Irish and everything. What is
so I've been told, yes. Yeah.
Judging by the amount of wakes you
Dan
go to.
Dan O'Brien.
Yeah, wakes and funerals.
By the way,
guilt that I carry.
I've discussed this with people all around the country. Boston, people go to more wakes than anywhere else on the planet.
But growing up that way, you don't know that you do. But yes, yes. I have gone to an inordinate amount of wakes and funerals. Yes.
Protestants,
especially wakes.
Protestants in the Midwest. I talked to Adam 12 about this. Protestants in the Midwest don't go to wakes. That's for your family. But go.
Do you send cards? Do you send condolences? How do you do it?
They say in lieu of flowers, donate, and then you put some money into the thing.
Oh, in the South,
in lieu of flowers, I just go to the wake.
See, in the South, they love wakes. Wakes are just an excuse to people make bring their favorite food. Like it's like everyone, it's like the wake, and then everyone eats afterwards.
And in the Midwest, everyone's just like, what is it? You go to the funeral. Not where they stick the body in the ground. You go to the funeral
service.
Yeah,
perhaps it's at a church. But then there's the service at the cemetery. Then there's the after party.
You know, my mother-in-law threw herself on her mother's casket, which was not planned in advance. All right. So, what is Black Irish?
I don't know.
I'm hearing from Twitter that it is a mixture of Irish and Spanish Portuguese.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what somebody says on Twitter. So I've never heard of the term before in my life.
Should do some DNA testing here on the show, no?
Yeah, so I can have the government get their hands on all that.
And then they can clone me. I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I won't do that stuff.
No.
I know Felger advertises it. He's got enough. He's got enough advertisements.
I've always wanted to like put the swab in my dog's mouth and send it in.
I have done that,
and to see if they're just Googling my picture on Facebook.
If you do your dog, it goes. You know what? My dog came out. They said it was. She was like 2/10 this, 2/10 that, and then unknown.
No, I mean do like for a human, do your dog, and just see if it's all a scam.
Yeah, well, that's money well spent. So, Black Irish, apparently, is what I got, which is why I'm very hirsute.
No, I do not have that. I have, like one weird tuft that just shoots out of the top. Like, you would think if you looked at me with my shirt on that I've got, like, a huge, like,
Tom Selleck.
Chest, like I'm Tom Selleck. But it's just this one thatch that just kind of says, hey, I'll just hang out here and peek out the top.
There was a time where a man was judged by his amount of chest hair, and not so long ago. Mm-hmm. Diamond David Lee Roth didn't feel the need to shave his chest, neither did Tom Selleck.
Someone says, how do you live an entire life into your 40s without ever hearing the term Black Irish? Well, because I haven't, and neither has anyone else in this room.
And nope. Dan O'Brien, so Irish, he's been awake 2 times a day. John, go ahead.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, I've been getting my back waxed since I was 26 years old. I'm half French, half Polish. And it has not thinned out one bit, and I'm going to be 50 next year. So I hate to discourage you.
No, no.
But it has not thinned out.
No, I fully expect that. Dude, I did electrolysis when I was in high school, where it was the dumbest thing ever, where they would go individual hair to individual hair and burn it.
Well, can you do like a mass laser blast now? Like, hasn't the technology gotten a little bit better?
Probably, but I don't know.
Sure, it's good for you.
I'm sure it's fine, but unless they get me an endorsement that's on the west side of town, I ain't doing it. Tom, go ahead.
Hey, Fred, so you were talking about the Black Irish.
Yeah.
Those are actually people of Spanish descent. When the Spanish Armada, when they were trying to invade England, they got blown off course. A lot of the ships wrecked in Ireland, and the Spanish sailors stayed in Ireland, and that's where you get the Black Irish, black hair. From Spanish descent, but they lived in Ireland.
Ah, thank you. I'm finding out things of my origins.
All right.
I always finesse the ladies, much like a Spaniard. I would ride a horse with a rose in my teeth, and then I would present the lady. All right, one more. Bob, hello. Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Oh, great. Yeah,
I take it your name,
by the way.
I take it your name's not Bob.
Nah, it's Bill.
Okay.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150
$100 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.